This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The family of 51-year-old Bill Williams from Cullman County, Alabama, has issued a press release and a flyer asking for the public's help in locating the man his family fears may harm himself. Williams was last seen on Sunday in Oklahoma after he told family members he was heading to California to get to the Redwoods before he dies. Williams is a white male adult with black hair and green eyes who drives a 2008 blue Ford Fusion with Alabama plates. Crescent City Police arrested 24-year-old Joshua Lee Roberts last week, a man wanted in connection with an arson and homicide investigation in Klamath. Roberts is suspected of setting a fire at a trailer on Redwood Drive in Klamath on June 3rd that claimed the life of 65-year-old David John Mosher. Roberts managed to elude capture for 3 weeks and will also face a fresh charge of resisting arrest. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and if the agenda teaches us one thing, it's that October is a popular month for proclamations. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this week the supervisors have issued proclamations to honor water service professionals as well as National 4-H Week in the county. The board is expected to approve a contract between the county and the Redwood Community Action Agency in the amount of $192,000. The agency will provide temporary shelter services for youth and then work to find permanent housing for those eligible. The money is in the fiscal year budget, and the focus on the program is to house at-risk homeless and runaway kids ages 12 to 17 with transitional housing. The board will also hear a state legislative update from its consultant firm, Shaw, Yoder, Antwi, and review the legislative update for the upcoming year. The supervisors will also adopt the new fee schedule for the county, and you can find the details on that at the county's website. They may run, but they rarely get very far. The Department of Corrections has recaptured 27-year-old High Rock Camp inmate David Carter, who walked away from the camp Sunday afternoon before a head count was done at 6 p.m. Carter was dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit when he fled south toward Highway 101. A Be On the Lookout was issued for Carter, who was scheduled to be eligible for parole in November. He was spotted by a passing motorist on Highway 101 yesterday afternoon south of Red Crest, and law enforcement responded to the area and took Carter into custody without incident. The Sheriff's Office has taken up the fight against breast cancer, and during the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you can help out. Staff members at the Sheriff's Office will wear pink hats for the rest of the month to raise awareness, and you can purchase a hat for $25. The Sheriff's Office has a goal to raise $1,500, and the hats are on sale at the Cloney's Pharmacies in Eureka and McKinleyville and Green's Pharmacy in Fortuna. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.